In the 1970s, a new educational program launched at two Massachusetts schools teaching teenagers about the Holocaust. Nearly four decades later, the program, Facing History and Ourselves, now reaches millions of students around the world every year. And as WBUR's Gabriella Emanuel reports, one of its volunteers is a Holocaust survivor with a powerful history of her own.
This lesson starts long ago, in 1939, and it's a personal one.
I was 10 years old. I was getting ready to go to the fifth grade. I even got a new dress.
Rena Finder was a Jewish child in Krakow, Poland, when she watched the Nazis march in.
I was standing on the street after all the air raids, and after hearing the shooting, and then we were told the Germans are here.
For Finder, that meant moving to the Jewish ghetto. From there, she shuttled between concentration camps and work camps. And after time in Auschwitz, Finder was taken to Schindler's factory in Czechoslovakia.
So I work on a small machine that was making shells for ammunition.
Made famous by the Steven Spielberg film, Schindler's List, Oskar Schindler was an industrialist who saved his Jewish factory workers from death at Auschwitz.
And Oskar Schindler actually requested. 150 women were added to his workforce, and most of them were young children because he needed skinny fingers to polish the shells. Of course, that wasn't really true, but that's what he made the Germans believe.
Schindler rescued more than 1,000 Jews. Rena Finder and her mother were two of them. Nazis killed the rest of her family.
I lost my father, my grandparents, my aunts, my uncles.
After the war, Finder was on the first boat of displaced persons to arrive in Boston. She rebuilt her life here, and now, at 85, she is one of the only survivors on Schindler's List still living. While Finder is far away from Nazi-occupied Europe, she revisits those memories every day. They've become a history lesson, and she's taught that lesson to many thousands of New England middle school and high school students. Finder is a volunteer for the educational nonprofit called Facing History and Ourselves. It started 38 years ago when a teacher asked a question.
How do you teach about the Holocaust to adolescents?
Mark Skoversky is chief program officer at Facing History. He says to answer that question, educators developed an approach that tries to make history lessons relevant to students' lives.
We start off with the student and think about questions of identity and what shapes how we think and behave in society. And then we move from there to thinking about group membership and when are groups included and excluded.
Next, the students examine case studies, not just the Holocaust, but genocide in Cambodia, Rwanda, and Armenia.
These very complex issues not only have to do with the past, but have to do with issues of violence in their own communities and issues of racism or anti-Semitism.
This approach started in 1976 with a Brookline teacher named Margot Stern-Strom. Over the years, she has grown Facing History into a global operation. From China to Mexico, South Africa to Northern Ireland, it reaches 3 million students a year. Strom is stepping down as executive director, but she is leaving the organization on a high note. Last month, a Columbia University journal called Teaching College Record published new data that shows Facing History is very effective, both for the teachers and for the students. In the study, researchers gave half the teachers the Facing History training and materials. The other half taught their regular curriculum. According to the study, the teachers in the Facing History program felt more confident and competent. Their students were better at analyzing history. And those students were more tolerant of other people's perspectives. That sums up Brendan Malanga's experience. He's a teacher at Tech Boston Academy in Dorchester and has been using the Facing History methodology for the better part of a decade.
The discussions I have now are light years beyond where they were 5 or 6 years ago. I credit a lot of that to Facing History.
He says this course is an investment for teachers.
While it involves a little bit more work, it's also much more rewarding.
The rewards come from seeing growth in his students. 17-year-old Asia Suttles is one of those students. She sees links between history and her own life in Dorchester. This was clear when Rena Finder visited her class earlier this year.
I was losing faith in a lot of things. Like, my mom had passed, a friend had passed. So when she came to our school, it made me, I started to appreciate the things around me even more, but hearing her story and how she overcame all these things made me feel stronger as a person.
That's why, at age 85, Rena Finder keeps visiting classrooms. She says she wants to teach adolescents just one thing.
They have the power to make changes. They have the power to stand up to a bully. We want them to be upstanders and not bystanders.
It's this powerful lesson that facing history and ourselves is trying to instill in adolescents. And at least one study says it's working. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Gabriella Emanuel.